Good morning, Lexington. You're listening to Welcome Home Show by Guardian Savings Bank. I'm Larry Frank. Got Tim Adams in here this Saturday morning. We're glad to have you tuned in to us. Banks open today from 9 to 1. We're coming to you from the Hamburg location. It's 2541 Sir Martin Way. Drive-through be open. Lobbies are open. Be glad to have you stop in or give us a call. Phone number is 859-899-1936. Southland Drive, open today from 9 to 1 as well. That's located over at 501 Southland Drive, and that phone number is 859-263-3335. So, once again, give us a call. We'll talk to you about doing some refinancing. Guardian Savings Bank, established in 1895, been around for a long time. We're a community bank. We are privately owned, and we've been doing business in Lexington for quite some time. Been the number one conventional lender in Central Kentucky for several years, and hopefully we can continue that. But our claim to fame is our closing costs, $250 for refinance, $399 for a first-time home buyer, or $500 otherwise. And the reason our closing costs are so low, and what you're hearing about, is the fact that we service our loans. Our conventional loans are serviced at Guardian Savings Bank, which means you will always pay us. We do FHA, VA, Kentucky Housing, and those types of loans as well, but we do not service those loans, and the closing costs are just a little bit different. We don't have any origination fees or anything, but they do require title insurance and some other things, but the process still the same. We're just not, you're going to wind up paying somebody else down the line. But on the conventional side of it, or our in-house money with our adjustable rate mortgages, we service all of those loans. And at that point, then you'll always be paying Guardian Savings Bank. But any of the government loans, we do not service those. But it's not a long process for us to put something together for you if you decide to come and see us. We've got to get an application. Tim, help me with this. We've got to get an application. It's going to get your personal information. Then we're going to get check stubs, W-2s, tax returns, possibly.
2 months of your primary checking account statement.
Yeah, 2 months of your checking and savings account information, any retirement information, current copy of a homeowner's policy, tax bill, homeowner's insurance. What else, Pinky?
That's it in a nutshell, but knowing that we may require another month of bank statements if needed, you know, because we need to have real fresh information in the file. So, but typically that once you submit your application and all the supporting documentation, we're good to go. And we'll still be doing, I hope, the possibility that we would waive a full blown appraisal. And that's helping us in speeding things up a little bit. But that's case by case. We don't know if you're eligible for the appraisal waiver until we get a hold of your file and we run some preliminary information about your credit.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the numbers are, the algorithm that's used to determine if we need it or we don't. I've had some that they get it and the house is worth way more than what we even think, and that's okay too. But you're exactly right. What Tim's talking about is sometimes the volume – with rates being in such great shape as they currently seem to be, that our volume's up and taking a little longer to underwrite them. And somewhere near the October, there were some new guidelines that came out that indicated that we had to have updated pay stubs and bank statements within 60 days of the signing of a new note. And sometimes if we're, you know, if I get somebody submit something to me and I've got, you know, October and November's bank statements and we can't get it closed until maybe the 1st of January, that, you know, those bank statements and pay stubs could be outdated. And so we just get some fresh updated information. That's what Tim is talking about right there, but it's not too bad. We do most of our stuff through the internet securely, and it's not something you have to bring to the bank. You know, we try to keep it as simple as possible. As far as that goes, we do have people that want to come in here and sit down eyeball to eyeball, and that's fine. I love to meet new people and I don't have a problem doing that. We'll mask up and do whatever we need to. But if you're going to do that, call in advance and we can tell you what you need to bring. I have on occasion, and Tim, you have too, had just somebody to show up and we don't have the stuff that we need. We don't have the W-2s. We don't have the pay stubs. We don't have the bank statements. And it's 45 minutes of nothing, you know. But I mean, if you let us know in advance that you want to come in and we're going to have a meeting, then we can tell you what to bring and we can make it happen all in one time instead of having to meet multiple times. So, But you know, people just stopping by and answering questions or fixing this or fixing that. No problem with that at all. But if you're going to come in and talk about a mortgage, some of the stuff you can bring will make it very, very helpful for us to be able to process you and move you along.
Absolutely. It's better to call right now until we get through this COVID crisis. Don't know when that'll be, but we have to go on the assumption that we will still continue to practice CDC guidelines for quite some time in 2021.
Yeah, and you can call us at 859-899-1936, and we can gather some information. We can mail you a blank application and a checklist, and you'll know exactly what it is you need to bring, and that's exactly what we're alluding to, so that you can, you know, just make the most of the one trip that you come in with. And Southland Drive's 859-263-3335. And either one of them, you can get a hold of a loan officer. For some reason, they, you know, just ask for, just tell them you heard the radio show, want to talk to a loan officer. They'll get you in touch with me or Tim or whatever. We'll get somebody to get the information to you, and then you can make an appointment, come in and see us, and we'll go that way. Or a lot of people, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'd say probably over 90% of mine, Tim, people just email the stuff back to me. And I used to see them at a loan closing, but those times have changed because of the guidelines that we're under on the loan closings and the keeping as many people separated as they can, I guess, is, you know, from the CDC guidelines distance. And for safety features. Yep. So I've changed all that stuff around, social distancing. Yep. So.
But, you know, we pride ourselves also on having competitive rates, and you can probably go to a website and see what the average is on a 30-year fix. And we should be right there at any given time as far as what the trends are. We don't know that from day to day. And, but right now rates are, you know, historical low, and I think that they should maintain that for quite a while, because the estimates so far that I've seen in the news are we're going to be in at least a 3-year rebuilding effort here to produce or put this economy back to where it was. And it's going to take time. We're going to have to get creative. We're going to have to find a way to put people back to work. There are jobs out there. I was listening to a show this morning, and if you want a job bad enough, they're out there. Lowe's is hiring. A lot of the grocery stores are hiring. You can probably find a job right now if you really want to.
Yep. I mean, it's just, you know, times are a change, and they always are. But we're here to help you save money on your house payment. We're trying to help get everything put together that you need to save you as much money as you can. I recently got some information in from somebody, and looking at their credentials, I could see what the house was insured for and how much they were paying one of these insurance companies. And I've seen, you know, many, many other quotes that are from, you know, very highly rated insurance companies. And they were paying probably about twice or over twice what they needed to for their coverage, and things like that we can catch on to. We don't write insurance in here, and we don't do it, but we close enough loans that when we look at a homeowner's insurance statement, we can see if somebody's paying more than what they need to. And Tim, I'm sure that you recognize that as well, and have somebody that you might, you know, you'll have your client, you know, suggest that they kind of shop around and see what else is available. Sometimes it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. Just like a mortgage payment is on auto deduct. If you don't miss it, you don't really know what you're paying. With rates being lower, you know, there's some advantages possibly right now to giving us a call. Get your mortgage statement out and take a look at it. See exactly what your rate is and where you're at, and then give us a call here at 859-899-1936 and say, hey, this is what my rate is today. This is what my balance is. This is how long I've been in my home. You know, what kind of new payment be moving forward? And there's just a lot of people that don't realize how much they can save by doing that.
Until you get at your mortgage statement and see what you know, a lot of people don't know what's your rate right now. Huh? Don't know. Well, that's useful information. So get your mortgage statement out, see what your rate is. Give us a call. We're going to give you what our rates are, and we'll run some payment, you know, as estimates, and, you know, so you can make an educated decision.
Yeah. One thing that I mentioned earlier is that we service the loans and you'll always pay us. So I've got a loan that I've been working on recently where the people have been in the house for a little over 3 years. And so I'm going to put them on a 27-year amortization schedule. They don't want to start back over at 30. They've already paid some interest on the loan and they want to move forward from 27 years. And I have no problem doing that at all. We can put it on any time slot on a payback schedule that either fits your budget or your time schedule to reach a goal of retirement or kids graduating and downsizing or, you know, whatever is going to change in your life. I have several people, you know, that they know what the plan is. They know what their goals are and they know what the vision is. And we can help them obtain that with our in-house, you know, servicing of these loans and underwriting these things to whatever amortization schedule suits them. And I know you've done as well, Tim.
Yes, sir. 9 out of 10 times, you either are wanting to save some money or you're wanting to increase or enhance the performance of the loan you currently have.
And save time.
And save time. Save time off the payments. So, you know, right now is the time. If you think that you want to be mortgage free when you're 65 and you're 50 years old, look at a 15-year term. But if also, if you've got children and you're trying to save a little money every month, look at a longer term right now. Nothing wrong with going to a longer term if you can creatively do the principal reduction required to shorten the term.
Makes perfect sense. You know, I had somebody reach out to me recently, Tim, and they said they know they're only going to be in the house maybe 2 more years, and they wanted the lowest rate possible. And I, you know, we can either do a 30-year fixed at 3%, or I could do them on, you know, 2.5% on a 1-year fixed, and you'll see what happens with that. But they know that they're not going to be there very long. They don't want to spend a bunch of money on refinancing, but we can most certainly save them some money between now and then. And whatever they can save over that 24-month time frame that'll help them, that's, you know, that's what we're going to try to put together for them. So, you know, we've got all types of different loans and all types of different programs in here. And once again, closing costs $250 for refinance, $399 for a first-time home buyer, and $500 otherwise. There's an $80 recording fee that's standard in the area. That's based on the number of pages that the mortgages are when they are filed at the county courthouse in which you live. There's some prepaid interest that'll come into play. We want all due dates on the first of the month, and you can be at 30 days, 28 days, 13 days, or 3 days. But, you know, that's just called prepaid interest. But those are some of the other things that you might see, when you get a quote from us. But, you know, $250 for refinance, it's one of the best deals that you're going to find or hear of or be able to put your hands on. So you at least want to give us a call. 859-899-1936 for the Southland locations, 859-263-3335. We're open today from 9 to 11. You can hear us. You can call us. You're listening to the Welcome Home Show by Guardian Savings Bank on News Radio.
630 WLAB.
We'll be right back.
I had a friend was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you look like a fool, boy. Saw him the other night at this road.
For more information about contests on this station, go to WLAP.com.
When you look your best, you feel your best. Show off your best look this spring with custom gear from Logo Express. Logo Express has been Central Kentucky's top stop for embroidery, screen printing, and logo design for over 20 years. Hats, shirts, jackets, you name it. Hey, coaches and business owners, did you know that Logo Express makes uniforms? Send your team out in style with Logo Express. Call them today for the best quote. 859-266-0065. That's 266-0065.
If you love trivia, if you love the hugely popular Stuff You Should Know podcast, then the Trivial Pursuit game, Stuff You Should Know edition, is for you. With 600 questions, weird and unbelievable trivia in categories like myths, legends, and conspiracies. SYSK selects a mix of topics handpicked by podcast hosts Josh and Chuck. Give the gift of trivia this holiday. Find Trivial Pursuit, the Stuff You Should Know edition, at your favorite retailer or wherever you shop for board games.
Hey parents, here's some good news for America's future. Kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. That means all those future CEOs and artists, world-class chefs and sports stars, the engineers and the innovators are eligible for a vaccine that can help protect their future. And it's specifically formulated just for them. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get them a shirt from Untuck It. Now you can get up to 50% off with the Black Friday sale happening right now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with our super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts, so don't miss it. Up to 50% off for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift for every guy in your list at untuckit.com or 80-plus Untuckit stores. Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, but one thing is for sure. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer. Contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever, the leading sign of COVID and the flu. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
What's all the buzz about nasal irrigation and Navage, and should I try it? Here's the science. Airborne germs invade through your nose. It's the body's air filter for trapping allergens and viruses. When your nose gets clogged, it's less effective and germs multiply. Eventually, your immune system can get overwhelmed and you get sick. Nasal irrigation is an effective, all-natural way to clean your nose. It's not a drug. It's more like plumbing. Saline goes in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out mucus and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage pulls out the bad stuff so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. At Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and Walmart. Or go to Navage.com for a free gift with purchase. Over 2 million sold. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
The Realtor Community Housing Foundation, RCHF, is the charitable arm of the Lexington Bluegrass Association of Realtors. We are currently looking for RAMP applicants. RAMP is a Remodeling for Access and Mobility program and serves low-income and disabled citizens who cannot afford to improve access into and out of their homes. The cost of building materials and the labor is all donated by the RCHF. To learn more about this program, go to rchf-ky.org or call 859-276-2693. All eligible homeowners are encouraged to apply.
You're back listening to the Welcome Home Show by Guardian Savings Bank. Larry Frakes, Tim Adams in here this Saturday morning. Glad to have you tuned in to us. Hope you're having a great weekend. We appreciate you hitting the dial and tuning us in. We get a lot of calls. We get to meet a lot of people from the exposure this show brings to us, and we appreciate that. Banks open today from 9 to 1. Phone number is 859-899-1936. We're over here in beautiful Hamburg, 2541 Sir Barton Way. Once again, that phone number is 859-899-1936. Also, 501 Southland Drive. That location over there is the oldest location here in Lexington. Phone number is 859-263-3335. But Tim, you and I, Lori and Alex, Rob McBride, we do our fair share of business right out of this office. And Kyle Medeiros and Jeff, they all come in here and participate a little bit. So if you need some help, we'd be glad to help you. And our phone number is 859-899-1936. We're here in Hamburg. So, you know, we were just talking about trying to reach out to us and let us send you a blank application and a checklist. So that way, if you do come in to see us, we'll be able to make some headway with the plan that you're wanting to move forward with as far as your refinancing. There's many documents that we need, but not so many that it should be intimidating to you. We talked about it on the first session of the show, and it's just, you know, 30 days pay stubs, last 2 years W-2s, tax returns, homeowner's insurance, copy of your mortgage statement, 2 months bank statements, checking and savings, or any retirement information that you may have. And then, you know, on the application, we'll get all your personal information with your name, your age, your birth date, your social security number, and all those things. So we can pull a credit report and then we can put a loan together for you. But rates are just in really, really good shape. And it's never a bad opportunity to look at what you have and see what we have and where we can save you some money. And by us servicing these loans, the payback is truly in the payback to us. That's where our closing cost for refinance, $250. $250. $399 for a first-time home buyer. $500 otherwise. And that $500 comes in when I've got some people there. As long as I've been at Guardian Savings Bank, they're on their second or third house. And so those cost $500 to do. But that covers everything that we need to put your loan together. It doesn't cover insurance and taxes, but it does cover the title work, the credit report, the appraisal, any underwriting, any of the stuff that we need to do to put your loan together. We're going to use your $500 in closing costs, and we're going to pay some of it out of our own pocket. And then the payback is truly in the payback to Guardian Savings Bank. You're always going to pay us. You're not going to be paying somebody out in California or Delaware, someplace else out in the country. You can come in, do the drive-through. You can come into the lobby and make a payment. You can set up on auto-deduct from any account that you want. And yes, we are a real bank. If you want to open up a checking account right here, we'd be glad to have your business, and we can set you an auto-deduct right out of it. We have a mortgage plus checking account. That's what I do, and I think that's probably what you do, isn't it, Tim?
Yes, sir.
That money comes right out of my personal account, goes into the mortgage plus checking account. They sweep it out, bam, they make the payment every month, and we move forward. So,
10 years.
Yep.
As long as the paychecks keep coming, they'll keep taking it out.
I hear you. And we need the phone to ring and need to generate some loans for that paycheck to keep coming. And, we appreciate you doing that. 859-899-1936. That's our Hamburg location. So give us a call. Open today from 9 to 1. We'd be glad to take a look at your information and see what we can put together for you. But pretty simple process, in my opinion, for you to be able to save some money, put something together. As Tim said, when you decide that you want to refinance or have some goals, be it retiring in 15 years, increasing your cash flow, all debt consolidation, any of those things are good reasons to get your mortgage statement out, see what you're paying in interest right now so that we can get you on something, hopefully, that's going to be cheaper, make some sense for you. I've had some people that have a pretty good rate, Tim, that are refinancing with us at nearly the same rate, but they're putting in their second mortgages and some debt consolidation just because, it's a great time to do it. It's pretty creative. The closing costs are a little different, but if you do the math on them on what you'll save in payments and interest over the term of the loan and or the term of what you're paying on something else, credit cards or home equity line of credit or what have you, it makes sense to spend a little bit of money, which we can roll it right into the loan closing with your equity position anyway. So it's something to consider, and it's pretty easy process for us to do. And we do a lot of it. I did mine recently, and I'm going to help some other people that I've put some stuff together with, and we're going to do theirs as well. So not a bad idea to consider it and put something together. Just get your statement out, I guess, is about what it boils down to. See what you got, see what you're paying, see where the rubber meets the road. And if it doesn't make sense, we won't do it, but we will. I mean, it's $250 to refinance, $399 for a first time home buyer, $500 otherwise. There's an $80 recording fee in most places here in Central Kentucky. Hey, we're open today from 9 to 1. Give us a call, 859-899-1936. Southland Drive is 859-263-3335. So if you can hear us, you can call us. We hope you're having a great Saturday morning. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Welcome Home Show by Guardian Savings Bank on News Radio
630 WLAP.
Be right back.
Down on the boulevard, they take it hard.
Hi, this is Renee Jackson, owner of Renee Jackson Insurance Agency. Now more than ever, it's important to make sure that you or your business are properly covered, and I'm here to help. As an independent broker with over 25 years of experience, I can do the shopping for you and present you with the best policy at the lowest investment. Plus, I will shop for you every year to make sure you're always getting the best value. Visit ReneeJacksonInsuranceAgency.com today to make an appointment for a free insurance assessment. I'm here to help.
Hey parents, here's some good news for America's future. Kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. That means all those future CEOs and artists, world-class chefs and sports stars, the engineers and the innovators are eligible for a vaccine that can help protect their future. And it's specifically formulated just for them. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey parents, here's some good news for America's future. Kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. That means all those future CEOs and artists, World-class chefs and sports stars, the engineers and the innovators are eligible for a vaccine that can help protect their future. And it's specifically formulated just for them. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The United Kingdom is the latest country to confirm cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. It's been labeled a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. And Dr. Ashish Jha, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, tells ABC that his study on this variant continues.
We've seen it really take off in prevalence across multiple countries, but particularly South Africa, in very, very short order. We have not seen that happen before, meaning it probably is a lot more contagious. We don't know for sure.
Scientists are trying to figure out if it dulls the efficacy of vaccines. The U.S. banned travel from South Africa and seven other African countries beginning Monday. City of Philadelphia saw its 501st homicide of the year Saturday. That passes the record set in 1990. It's also the deadliest year in the history of Indianapolis, which has just passed the record of 245 homicides from a year ago. Los Angeles Police Department was on a citywide tactical alert after the latest smash-and-grab robbery at a high-end store. Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's another chilly day out there for your Saturday, but temperatures slightly better than what we had on Friday. We'll have highs creeping into the mid to upper 40s. Some areas may be getting near 50, but those southerly winds really going to help us out with plenty of sunshine around and those dry conditions continuing into next week. I'm WKYT meteorologist Adam Bernerson.
Broadcasting live 24/7 from the Red State Barbecue Studios. This is News Radio 630 WLAP.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. 30 to 40% of food goes uneaten in the U.S., and the average American family of four loses $1,500 to uneaten food each year. Shop smarter and save money and emissions by making a grocery list, controlling meal portions, eating leftovers, and composting. When we all chip in, our world becomes a better place. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/Earth.
Hi, this is Ann Knipp with Phoenix Grace. Did you know that every 15 minutes in America, a baby is born drug exposed? Phoenix Grace will be a pediatric residential recovery facility for drug-exposed newborns serving all of Kentucky. Phoenix Grace will provide inpatient medical care for drug-exposed newborns and non-judgmental support, advocacy, fostering, and adoption through Christ-Centered Ministries. We need your help. Find out more about our mission at phoenixgraceky.org. You can make a difference.
With the new law, more people qualify for financial assistance at healthcare.gov. Real customers like Taylor.
You know, I wish people knew how easy it was to get health coverage. This new law has made it so affordable. I'm only paying $52 a month, but there are quality plans for even less.
New law, lower prices, more people qualify. Enroll by December 15th at healthcare.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're back. Listen to the Welcome Home Show by Guardian Savings Bank. Larry Freaks and Tim Adams in here this Saturday morning. We're glad to have you tuned in to us. We hope you're having a great weekend. Hope everybody's doing well. Banks open today from 9 to 1. Phone number is 859-899-1936. That's for us right here at Hamburg location, 2541 Sir Barton Way. That's here in Hamburg on Bankers Row, as some people call it. We also have our other location over at 501. Southland Drive over that beautiful corridor. That phone number is 859-263-3335. And Jamie and Aaron, Alex Milani, or Jim McKenzie are working out of that location, and they'd be glad to take your information and put something together for you. So please take advantage of that. But
even sometimes on Saturdays, you know, I routinely come in on Saturday morning while the show airs, and we get calls sometimes. So if Saturday's a convenient time for you, call the bank and see if they can't patch you to a loan officer to do some preliminary discussion.
859-899-1936. You're exactly right, Tim. I get calls, they'll transfer them to me, and I don't care for them to give out my cell phone number, and they can call me up and and get with them. I'm here on Saturdays on occasion, not as often as I once was, but it's other stuff going on.
Well, as you know, and a lot of our technology is you know, work from home anyway, and we started that back when, but we're still doing some of that work from home activity. So until COVID is over, we'll still be able to have conversation via cell phone on maybe a Saturday morning. If you want to call us and give us a call, we'll be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, based on the way we're set up, we're not taking any calls live into the radio show, but you can call us here at the bank during the week, and we'll talk to you about any of it or any questions, answer any questions for you. But just because of our remote broadcast, I guess, is about what it boils down to. We just don't have all the technology in here that we need to. We're lucky to get the show off like we can anyway, but it's amazing how technology has come about so that we can sit right here in our own office and do the show. We got Steve over in the studio, Mr. Steve Lewis, you know, producing it on the backside and keeping everything together for us and keep it sounding right. But we appreciate everybody listening to us. Banks open today from 9 to 1. Give us a call. It's 859-899-1936. Southland Drive is 859-263-3335. $250 for refinance, $399 first-time home buyer, and $500 otherwise. We've been doing a lot of construction loans, which we, you know, do a pretty good job of that. Been doing some bridge loans. And, Tim, if you want to explain how bridge loan works, those are pretty handy. You've done several of them. I've done several of them, but they're just a way for somebody to take advantage of the equity in their home before they actually sell it.
That's right. We get calls every week wanting to know the strategy behind getting into a contract without a contingency. And what's that mean? That means that you may not want to sell your current home before you buy the new home. So that means,
or somebody might not accept your offer if it's written contingent upon you selling your home.
Correct. So you need to be advised of the methods that we can implement to keep you from a contingency so that you do have a better chance to for your offer to be accepted. And there's a couple of different ways that we use to do that. And you can either take out an equity line now for a significant down payment from the current equity you have, and go ahead and close that way, or we do what we call a blanket to bridge. And that means that we're going to take your current mortgage. If your equity position is good enough at 80% across the board on both properties, and if it sounds a little complicated, it really isn't, but if that's why we want you to call in so we can kind of walk you through it. But we would take both properties as collateral and lend you enough to go buy the new home with the collateral you have in your current home.
And the advantage of that is, Tim, and we've had several people that have done it and do it, they buy the new, we put this loan together, bridge loan, blanket loan, whatever, you're taking advantage of the equity you currently have. So you go buy a new home, and you get it, you want to do some fixing up, you want to do some paint, you want to do some cleaning, you want to add this, add that, change this, change that, whatever, and you're still living in your current home. So then you do all the stuff to the new home, you move over. You move into the new home. Then once you're out of your old house, then you can go back in. You can neutralize all your colors. You can fix the little things that you feel like will help your marketability. And there's no rush for you to be able to do that. You know, you're just taking advantage of equity before you actually sell your home. And it gives you that time spot and that time allotment to do things to the new house you bought, move in, fix some of the things on your old house so you can get top dollar. Then you come in, say, hey, we've put our house on the market. We've got it sold, Larry. What do you want to do? Say, well, you know, we need, you got $150,000 from the sale. We need $35,000 of it to make sure that we're still at 80% on your current loan, or you can bring it all in, whatever. There's a number for us to work with. As Tim said, call. We don't want to confuse you too much, but there's a way to do that without having to sell your home, and it's pretty creative. And we do a lot of them. So it's a way to, you know, take advantage and of time and money. And the rates on it aren't too bad. I think that's what's right around 3% for a bridge loan, Tim, something like that, 2.5 maybe.
And we'll set it up interest only. Then that could help you survive the time between you selling your home, current home.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal at all. Now the closing costs are going to be a little different because you could have two appraisals. Sure. You're going to have two loan closings. You have two title work. You're going to have two filing fees. But you know, if you've got the equity, you're going to use it all anyway. We'll pay for it all out of the equity. It's nothing out of pocket.
That's right.
So $250 application fee is all you'd ever have out of pocket on any of the loans that we have in here. Even the $500 closing cost for the $399 first time home buyer, it's just $250 is an application fee to get going. And that goes towards the closing costs that are there. And, it's pretty handy. But what else we got? Construction loans. Do several of those. Those are pretty handy. Got a pretty good crew of people that keep an eye on everything with that.
Another thing that comes up quite often, Larry, is you bought your house, and after you bought your house, you may have taken out an equity line. And nothing wrong with it. And we can structure a loan where you keep the equity line open. And a lot of people get confused by that. It's called subordinate or subordination. So we have to get permission from that. You know, if you've got an equity line through another lender, we've got to get their permission to proceed with your first mortgage refinance. And we didn't make it up. That law goes across the board, and we have to notify that second loan or lien holder that we are refinancing your first so that the paperwork is filed in the proper sequence at our county court clerk.
Right. All mortgages, regardless of size, are held in precedence based on the chronological order. So a subordination allows your second mortgage holder to redo the paperwork and refile that mortgage without changing any of the terms and conditions, and allow us to maybe take your 4% first mortgage and put it down to 3%. And then, so the day that we do our filing, they release an interest in the property for a minute, let us put our mortgage in place, and then they refile theirs, and you keep moving forward with what you have on there. That changes the closing costs a little bit as well, and obviously there's some time and effort put on that. But, you don't always have to consolidate them, and you shouldn't feel guilty about trying to redo your first mortgage if you have a rate, you know, 4, 4.25, whatever, and you're thinking, well, I got this second mortgage. Don't let that be a deterrent. Give us a call. Call and ask for Tim, 859-899-1936. We'll gather the information. We'll put it together. We'll break it down. We'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. And most of the people here that are doing second mortgages in Lexington, we're going to be familiar with. We got an idea what it's going to take, how it's going to work. Haven't had very many issues at all. Some of them old home equity lines of credit, was one of these lenders around here had prepayment penalties on them, Pinky. I remember we've run into that a couple times.
For the very reason we talked about doing a bridge loan. So if I send somebody, we refer typically to another credit union to get the equity line to purchase a new home, let's say. Well, that's going to be a short-term loan for the credit union. So that's why they're charging closeout fees if you don't maintain that equity line for 3 years. So, but if you're using an equity line to go buy your new home, there may be some expense on when you close out that equity line you used for a down payment. You got to include that in the overall expense of buying the new home without contingency, Larry.
Right.
And so that's just part of it. So it's an expense you've got to include in there, but you know, that you can't put a price tag on the luxury, and I did it, of building a new home and not having to immediately kind of simultaneously moving out of my other home at the same time and close on it for the new buyer. So it is a great luxury to be able to, you know, get out of your current home at your own pace.
Right. It's taking advantage of equity before you actually sell the home is all it is. It's a common thing. It's not a bad process at all. So you just want to be able to actually, what it is you don't want to miss a deal on the home that you're after. So the contingency sometimes can throw you out of the bidding.
Right. We've been in a seller's market for quite some time. So you may not have to wait too long to sell your home anyway, because they're selling like hotcakes. So you can do that research early on with a qualified realtor who's going to be able to tell you the days on market in your neighborhood. How long is it taking to sell those homes? So they're going fast. And we see that trend continuing in 2021.
One thing I wanted to say today before we forget it and just cross my mind, Tim, is we want to thank all the sponsors that we have that help us keep the radio show going, that we have on here, as far as Renee Jackson, Jim Woodrum, Rob Brewster, and those guys over there, and whoever's, you know, part of the cast of people that we're doing advertising with and for. And of course, we've got some community stuff that we throw ads out here on in the show as well, with the Realtor Community Housing Foundation and Phoenix Grace and those types of things. Those are all near and dear to our heart, and we appreciate those people that do that with us. We don't say that on the show often enough, and It's a good deal. And I got to throw a shout out to my friend Allie down in Richmond. She's one of the top servers in Richmond and a dog lover. She challenged me to throw a shout out on the radio. She's going to listen to it. So you got anybody, your mom, Lois, or any of them down there that's going to be listening today, Tim?
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, my mom may be listening out in Kansas City, but anyhow. So
well,
I just,
Larry, that's part of who we are, and we are a community bank. And part of our responsibility as a community bank is to help causes we can find that need our help. And so that's a something you can feel good about, as well as our low, low closing costs. You're behind a group that's making a difference, because we are sponsors of the Bob Brown House out off Paris Pike, which is a very useful facility. We are building a new facility that will house 24 more adults out there, and we're just excited about getting finished this year.
Yep. And so you're dealing with a community bank, community people. We use community people for our loan closings between Rainbow Title and Land Title Group. And, you know, we try to make sure, you know, all the appraisers are all local. We all live in this community and surrounding communities. I'm from Richmond. Lori's from Richmond. Rob McBride's from Richmond, you know. So, you know, you're dealing with the community bank and dealing with community people, and we're keeping everything right here when we do business, and we appreciate that opportunity. So, you know, we're going to take another break, and we're going to be right back. The bank is open today from 9 to 1. You can call out here and chat with one of us, or stop in. We'll be in here at business hours, 9 to 5, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 6 on Friday, and 9 to 1 on Saturday. Phone number is 859-899-1936. So if you can hear us, you can call us. You're listening to the Welcome Home Show by Guardian Savings Bank.
News Radio 630 WLAP.
Be right back.
Who can it be knocking at my door?
With inflation rising,
more expensive,
gasoline,
uh-oh, fish and eggs,
bacon, threatening holiday shopping.
Oh, no.
Check in often for the latest.
Have some cocoa, dear.
With News Radio 630 WLAP.
Hi, I'm Jim Woodrum with RE/MAX Creative. My wife Sherry and I have been selling real estate here in Central Kentucky for over 13 years. We built our business on honesty, trust, and integrity. Home buying can be a stressful process. However, our goal is to relieve most of that stress. And who knows, it might be fun. My number is 859-492-0737. And Sherry's number is 859-771-7819. Or you can visit our website at jimwoodrum.com. Winning is easy with the Woodrum team.
Are your home's water pipes prone to freezing during cold weather? Take time now to insulate water lines that are exposed to the cold. Visit KentuckyAMWater.com for more tips. Kentucky American Water. We keep life flowing.
Put your business top of mind with customers this holiday season. iHeart Ad Builder is the cost-effective way to create a custom radio ad that can reach customers wherever they go. Answer a few questions online and Ad Builder does the rest. Get started at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
I negotiate for a living. I negotiate contracts.
Even though Kentucky's Melanie McMeekin had been loyal to a local jewelry store for over 10 years, when it came time to upgrade her engagement ring, she decided to let her jeweler compete with Genesis Diamonds.
So if I went in with the same ring specifications to both places, what were they going to bring back to me? That's what I was interested in.
Guess what? It was no contest. Genesis beat the other jeweler hands down.
I did get a higher quality diamond for significantly less money. It was about an $8,000 difference.
So less money and higher quality.
Both things made it very compelling for us to switch and go with Genesis. I'm definitely glad I shopped around, and my husband is extremely glad I shopped around.
Have you made the switch to Genesis?
You can get into where you go back to the same place over and over again, but when you start thinking about your money, it becomes pretty important.
Genesis Diamonds, always worth the drive to Louisville.
Make sure that you put Genesis on your list. I hadn't done that in the past, and I wish I would have done it sooner.
Genesis Diamonds in Louisville on Shelbyville Road.
If you love trivia, if you love the hugely popular Stuff You Should Know podcast, then the Trivial Pursuit game, Stuff You Should Know edition, is for you. With 600 questions, weird and unbelievable trivia in categories like myths, legends, and conspiracies. SYSK selects a mix of topics handpicked by podcast hosts Josh and Chuck. Give the gift of trivia this holiday. Find Trivial Pursuit, the Stuff You Should Know edition, at your favorite retailer or wherever you shop for board games.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
When you look your best, you feel your best. Show off your best look this spring with custom gear from Logo Express. Logo Express has been Central Kentucky's top stop for embroidery, screen printing, and logo design for over 20 years. Hats, shirts, jackets, you name it. Hey, coaches and business owners, did you know that Logo Express makes uniforms? Send your team out in style with Logo Express. Call them today for the best quote. 859-266-0065. That's 266-0065.
Ready or not, Christmas starts now.
Right now.
While Santa and his elves are hard at work, you can play iHeart Christmas Radio. 100% Christmas favorites, commercial-free. Download the free iHeart app and take iHeart Christmas Radio everywhere you go. Or listen at home on your smart speakers. Just tell Alexa to play iHeart Christmas Radio on iHeart Radio.
Hello.
iHeart. Discover music, radio, and podcasts you'll love.
iHeart Radio.
You're back. Listen to Welcome Home Show by Guardian Savings Bank. Larry Frakes and Tim Adams in here this Saturday morning. We're glad to have you tuned in to us. And we appreciate you listening to us on the radio dial right here on 630. Been doing it for many, many years, Tim.
Many, many years.
Yep. So we're
about 11, 12 years now we've been doing this show. So that gives you some, you know, idea of we're not a bait and switch. We walk the walk and talk the talk and get your mortgage out today and look it over. Give us a call if you think we can save you some money, which we probably can. Rates are still historically low. But I know how you can't find out, and that's not make the call.
Well, we talk about it on the show all the time for years, Tim, that people will run across town to save 15 cents on a gallon of gas, but they won't get their mortgage out to see if we can save them $100, $150 a month in mortgage payments, you know, and it's just the way it is. But people need to it's also out of sight, out of mind. You just need to get your statement out, see what your interest rate is. Give us a call, 859-899-1936. I mean, we'll be here to help you and get some information and put something together for you. So it's an opportunity. 859-899-1936. That's some winning numbers for today if you want to see about saving yourself some money. But it's $250 for refinance.
What?
$399 for a first-time home buyer and $500 otherwise. And that covers all the closing costs as far as the appraisal, title work, loan closing, credit report, flood certification, underwriting fees, any of those things. That's all included in that $250. It does not include the filing fee of $80, and it doesn't include any impounds for escrows. That's just that those are called prepaids. But you know, you're not going to find any cheaper closing costs in this area. You just give us a shot. You know,
right.
Get your three quotes out there and see what happens.
Don't let a rate be a shiny object, because I talked to a lot of people and when you talk about recouping $3,000 or $4,000 in closing costs, the light bulb comes on for a lot of the people that I talk to, because they're like, I may not be in this house more than 7 years. Well, sir, it's going to take you 10 to recoup, or it's going to take you 12 to recoup the cost.
Yep.
Is that smart? Dave Ramsey will say, no, that's not smart. Take the lower cost option. We don't know what life will throw our way, Larry. You may not ever recoup the cost of getting a lower rate. So that should be first and foremost in your decision.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, people become enamored with the rate quote that they're getting. I've seen several of them in here. And the difference on one of the things that stands out in my mind was there's $11 difference in the eighth of a point from interest rate. And there was about $3,200 difference in closing costs. And as you said, there's no way for them to break even for the $11 savings when they could pay us $250. You know, but the rate sounded better than an eighth of a point lower, you know, and it's you know, sometimes you just got to do the math and see where the rubber meets the road. But we should be in the game rate wise.
What they used to hypnotize people.
Yeah.
You know, so don't get hypnotized by a lower rate, because it may not be the best move.
Yep. You just got to do the math and we'll help you. If somebody's got a better deal, so be it. I have no problem with that. Competition is good for all of us. And if somebody's got us beat and the closing costs make sense, either we got to get better or, you know, you got to take a chance on what you're going to do with them. A lot of people that come in with competitive stuff will stick with us, Tim, just for the simple fact that they like that we're going to continue to service the loan. And they're going to be able to come in here and talk to you or I if they have an issue with something. They're going to be able to sit down with us, call us on the phone to get something done instead of just becoming a number at one of these other places. And you might be talking to somebody in Delaware or California or somewhere across the country where your servicing's at, and you're kind of stuck with it. So, you know, it's just one of those things that if you'll help us help you, we can do it. The reason that we do what we do is because we service our loans. We're about 6 billion strong in servicing. FHA, VA, Kentucky Housing, USDA, those types of loans we do not service, but we do originate them, and we don't have any origination fees. Closing costs are different, though, because of some of the fees that are required by those particular loan programs. But it'd be a great time to, you know, get your mortgage out, see what's going on, see if we can save you some money. Rates are, as Tim has said several times, you know, at historical lows. And, you know, we've had people in here that have talked about owning homes at 18 or 19% at one point or another. And I just know that that's not ever going to be the case again, but it's, you know, a good time for you to get your stuff out and take a look at what we've got.
Because rates could go up and may go up as this economy improves. We've already seen some, you know, some signs that rates could be going up a little bit, but we don't know. But the thing is, call now.
Call now or forever hold your peace. But 859-899-1936. And Southland Drive, once again, is 859-263-3335. We do the radio show every Saturdays from 10 to 11 right here on 630 WLAP. We appreciate you, you know, giving us an opportunity to do that. Once again, we want to thank all of our sponsors and all the people that have come in and done loans with us and refer us business and listen to the show and help us grow. Once again, we cannot thank you enough for being part of the Guardian Savings Bank family and making us what we are today. We've had another tremendous year, and we're starting off very, very busy again, and we love it, and we just want to continue to grow this thing, and we can't do it without you. If you just give us an opportunity, but these things are taking a little longer now just based on what's going on with some of the guidelines and things we have to follow. But, you know, we're still getting our business taken care of, and we appreciate every opportunity that's given to us. So thank you all so much for doing that. Tim, I know that, you know, you're staying busy all the time with kids and work and all that other stuff, but appreciate you coming in every week and doing the show, and Lori and everybody else that helps participate with all that. So we hope you have a great rest of the weekend. We appreciate you tuning in to us. Thank you for being a part of the Guardian Savings Bank family on Saturday morning. If you're banking here and letting us do your mortgage, we appreciate that as well. We are open today from 9 to 1 from our location at 2541 Sir Barton Way here in the back office. We've been doing a welcome home show by Guardian Savings Bank. We'll be back next Saturday, and you've been listening to us on News Radio
at 630 WLAP.